Wednesday, October 10th, 2018, at 4:30 p.m. Pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Captain.
Joe.
Yes.
Wes.
Yes.
Roy.
Here.
Richard.
Here.
Ken.
Yes, here.
Okay.
Okay, can I get an approval of the agenda as written?
I move to approve the agenda as written.
Can you second?
I second it.
Kathy?
Joe.
Yes.
Wes.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Okay, I have no agenda-related public comments. New business is the dock pile replacement bids. Formal opening of the sealed bids will take place. So, shall we open the bids? Travis?
Once we open these bids, we will announce who the bid is, what the number is, but we won't award the winner until hopefully we can set a meeting out for Friday for our engineer to look over these bids to make sure everything that's in the scope of work is in it.
Correct.
So we won't be awarding somebody, but we're going to announce what the totals are from each company, and then Jack will review it, and then we'll have another meeting to award it.
Okay, so you'll make a recommendation to the commissioners.
Just a question. Since I've never done bids before, are we obligated to take the low bid?
Not on this, I do not believe, no.
Okay. The point would be if there are extenuating circumstances on one of these bids where you know, for example, that one of these contractors is better positioned to do this work than the other. That would be important for us to know.
Okay, I can't answer your question directly. I can tell you that Jack is familiar with the names. I read off the names to him that are on the outside of the envelopes. If all of the bids exceed $1 million, we will send it back out for bid.
Okay. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that's just a question.
Yeah. No, it's... we're here today to look at what the numbers are, and then have Jack be able to go back through it. Okay. Make sure piling hoops are what we want, you know, make sure that everything that's in there is followed correctly. And then he'll give an opinion to you guys, and then you guys can make your decision at a meeting, hopefully at the end of next week.
Okay. Good. All right. So the first one we're going to open up is West Coast Contractors. They're out of Tuesday.
I didn't think about giving you a knife. Here's a knife.
Push the black button, and then it'll open.
Oh, my. Okay, so West Coast.
Be careful with the knife.
You know.
Told you.
Those lefties.
Whoa.
Oh, come on. He's right here. You want one?
You know,
we're gonna get
point
it.
That thing another direction. There you go.
I gave you a butter knife.
So, West Coast Pioneer Replacement Project. And I guess we're looking for the end result somewhere in here, Travis. Why don't we delegate this, and we'll open another one.
Is this one with just one page? Can I see that one?
So you know, I've been much about that either. Okay, the second one is some legacy contracting out of Staten, Oregon.
Getting to the bottom line is a little more complicated than we thought, right?
I feel sorry for Ken. He's on the phone just there.
Richard, this is Ken.
Yes, go ahead.
What happened to bid number one, West Coast contract?
Well, we're trying to find the number.
Oh, okay.
We're digging through it. We haven't found the bottom line number yet.
So, Roy, do you want to have somebody else look at that one while you open the third one?
Yeah, I'm thinking I found this one here. The legacy contracting total lump sum bid, $735,820. That's legacy out of state in Oregon.
So I wrote down 735,820.
Correct.
For legacy.
The one I have here is from Bergerson Construction in Astoria.
Anything left in that envelope?
With you, Joe. Is
that what you look at?
Thank you.
say I've got one from here. This is Legacy, 735-820.
Correct.
Replacement project bid that you guys turned in, and I've flipped through all the pages and I can't find where your lump sum number is.
Okay, so for Bergeson Construction out of Astoria, Oregon, their lump sum bid is $774,213.
Okay.
I wrote down 774-213.
Correct.
The only one we don't have is West Coast.
And
correct.
Travis is on the phone to West Coast.
Did you want to put it in?
So we're actually, and these two are really close.
Yeah.
So we just need to look at their history,
mm-hmm.
check out their licenses, their
and all that's
job
in,
performance.
All that's all in
yeah, that one is pretty impressive. Just
yeah. So each commissioner should probably take an opportunity to go to the office and read each one of these, literally.
Yeah. Or can we get copies of them? Is that something that's confidential? Or, I mean, I don't, it's just a bid for work. Can
yeah.
we have them printed up?
I mean,
that's a lot.
It'd just be easier for us to go in there instead of having the staff, because they're already overburdened big time in the office. So, I mean, I don't see why I couldn't report property to be read.
I would want to double check with Jack. And again, Jack has to, because when this bid first went out, it was for 41 pilings. In the middle of the bid process, it went to 92. The specs didn't change except for the amount, the number of pilings. But Jack has to make sure that it is apples to apples. Jack has a lot of experience in reviewing bids.
So for West Coast Contracting, it's $1,030,984.
There's a little difference.
I wrote down 1030984.
Correct.
Okay.
You should have 1030.
1030. Okay. Correct list. 984. All right. Perfect. Was that correct? 103984?
Nope. 1,030,000. You need 1030. 1030.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. 1030984.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, these all are, okay, that is quite a bit different.
300,000.
Yeah. There we go.
Right. Come on, well, there you go.
There we go.
Are you ready for motion, or do you want to?
Absolutely, we're ready for motion.
Okay, I move that we submit the three open bids to our engineer for further review with the recommendation that we select the Legacy.
Don't name a name.
Okay.
Please.
The recommendation that we select a bid he recommends.
We, yes.
Okay.
I second that.
Joe?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
I need to clarify something. I thought at 5 bids.
Our engineer expected as many as 5 to come in. Only 3 arrived before 4 o'clock. Nothing else can be considered.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes.
Travis?
Yes, sir.
We actually have all of this.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm reading this right, Larry, but Bergeson, mm-hmm. Original contract, final value, way different than what I'm seeing there.
That's because that's a project that was done in...
Is that something completely different?
Yeah, this was the project. They're giving you the cost of a city of Warrenton up north.
Okay.
That's a project they did, and they're telling you the value is there.
Gotcha. Okay,
perfect. All these bids are sent with those.
Okay.
So I have no non-agenda public comments from anybody today.
Do you have room for us to say anything afterwards?
Before you go into executive session?
Just 2 things.
Yeah.
You may have noticed over at the cleaning station that sign project is moving forward.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, at the cleaning station, that sign project is moving forward.
Wonderful.
Hopefully to be done quickly. Secondly, I've scheduled next Monday at 7 o'clock for another special events meeting.
And you've got all your contacts?
Well, I've got most of them. I haven't heard from all of them, but I'm okay. Well, Joe's coming. That's what's important. So.
I didn't hear you.
Sunday at 7?
Oh, yeah. I'm all. Oh, yeah. And Barb said she's all game for that, too. She told me to tell you.
Okay. Good.
I would like to add something on these. I'd like to see a report of all of their any negative history under a contractor's license. It's super simple to pull up. And if they have done shoddy business in the past and people have called and complained, then there's an investigation and it's simple to see. That's just something. That's anything you do whenever you hire a contractor is you look at their history. And if they have any history, it'll be listed there. So we should see that.
Okay. Travis, is that something maybe you would?
I will go through this with Jack.
I'll be done with Jack.
When we go through each one of them, I'll have him pull it up, you know, look at anything negative,
Jack,
and have it included with anything with
Jack,
each person.
Yeah.
Jack's really
Jack has worked with each of these contractors.
I don't know Jack, but I know we're spending $1 million, so I want to know. Period. I mean, that's pretty simple. I was going to do a $5,000 addition to my house, I would know. So if I'm going to sign off on $1 million, I want to know.
We can provide you with the history of these contractors.
Awesome.
When we come back with Jack's recommendations and everything, we'll have a nice little package put together with that attached with it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Travis. Joe?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Anything?
I'm just thinking.
Pay attention.
I'm thinking.
Okay, so we're going to close the public sector of the meeting, and we're going to have to ask the public to step outside, please. Don't think it'll take very long, so hang out and.
Excellent board.
We'll meet again.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You take care.
Yeah.